Welcome to the Live Fire Media Show, episode number 8. We are your hosts. I am Dave Kawaka, a.k.a. Dave from High Point, and with me is the always enlightening, entertaining, and very southern Hunter Elliott of RangeHot.com. Join us as we talk about guns and
whatever the hell else comes to mind, and fuck if I know.
Here's a swimming. Here's a swimming with bow-legged women, baby.
Right on. What's up, buddy? So what's new with you, man? I feel like I actually haven't talked to you in a while.
It's been a couple, 3 days.
It has been like a couple, 3 days or more, I think.
Well,
I mean, it's Wednesday. I didn't talk to you since probably before the weekend, I think.
That could be true. Things are good. You know, I got that old 89 one ton Ford.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Got the 7.3 IDI in it, and I'm chasing an air leak in the fuel delivery system.
That sounds like fun.
It's not.
yeah, that was sarcasm.
Yeah. Last Saturday we worked on it from about 10 to 6. Got a lot done. I got me a little punch list.
Right.
And it got to where it just is not wanting to start. And then finally, my buddy got in there with this 6 million lumen light. And with it idling, number one and number two injectors are leaking diesel fuel onto the intake.
And remind me again, why did you buy this 89 pickup? To torture yourself? I mean,
well, David, as everybody knows, I'm a fucking idiot. And
I mean, we all can say that by ourselves. We're all idiots at different points in time, but that.
Yeah, but I'm consistently stupid.
Okay.
And
somewhere you thought this was a good idea, buying this truck?
No, I knew it was a bad idea. And Chad knew it was a bad idea. And Candy knew it was a bad idea. My mama, bless her heart, was like, I think you should do it. You have fun with it.
But yeah, okay.
You know, but mama's going to support you regardless,
right,
of what you want to do. I love it. It's an 89 F-350 5-speed four-wheel drive dump truck. And for all of the problems it has, it more than makes up in cool points.
Okay.
So that's all I got. How about you, man? What's up with you?
Interesting. Very interesting. For the most part, I say not much. Except the fact that
all I heard was, I like cock.
That's not what you heard.
Are you sure?
You check your damn hearing, Jesus.
What?
Yeah, you check your damn hearing there, son.
One more time.
Yeah, no, shut the hell up. No, I mean, workers, normal stuff, but difference was this weekend I was out in West Virginia shooting the Moons Out night vision match put on by Forgotten Weapons.
Gun Jesus.
Yes, put on my Gun Jesus, yes, Ian. Yep. So this is technically his second match, because really the first one we did was when him and another outfit were paired together, and it was Midnight Brutality, but it's separated out now. So this is the second year of Moons Out, Goons Out. Last year, as I've talked about before, you know, I ran my lever action, which was absolutely retarded. Kind of like you. It was really stupid, but I had fun doing it.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, no, it was cool. Difference of this year was I want to do something different. Because like I said, I'm just still kind of getting tired of the ARs and AKs and shit, because it's just, I'm just,
they're great, but it's the same.
Yeah, so to do something different, I did. So I shot the new High Point 995P pistol.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it here since again, we're recording, not live. I can hold this thing up. And if you don't know what this is, people, this is a new pistol, large format pistol coming out. I outfitted it with a Aimpoint ACO. I don't know if you can hear me okay.
Sure.
Steiner D-ball I pulled off of another gun. And then my B.E. Myers Kiji IR light I pulled off another gun.
So you got each accessory costs more than the gun.
By a long shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Kiji's like $800, I think. D-balls are well over a grand a piece. Yeah.
the juxtaposition of $3,000 worth of accessories on a $300 AR pistol, I think, is amazing.
Well, what gets even better with it is that wasn't my the only thing I had planned to put on that thing was that Kiji, because I won that at the Midnight Brutality 2 years ago. It's a great IR light. It's just awesome. So I had planned to put that on there. But as for optic and laser otherwise, my intention was a SHOT Show was to go meet some people, make some connections, and get some new stuff to showcase on it and showcase it with High Point Firearms to run this gun out there. And, well, honestly, because we showcase those guns at SHOT, I'd have time. I had time to get out of the booth for hardly nothing. So I didn't go meet anybody. I didn't see anybody. Tried emailing after the show effect, and that didn't really get anywhere. Like, I bumped Holosun because they had new IR laser and light setup coming out. And they were like, yeah, we'll give you the industry deal on it. They're like, but we can't get it to you in time. They were honest about that. I was like, okay, that sucks. No big deal. I've got one I can put on it, the D-ball. I was hoping to have a different optic on it, and I completely misjudged some shit, so that didn't happen. So that aim point actually wasn't on anything. I just got it like a couple months ago. So I mounted it up to the pistol, and this is where it gets even like worse. I think, what was it, Wednesday or Thursday of last week? I set up a tripod at the shop. I knew from the wall I was at all the way to the garage doors, about 25 yards. Threw a laser bore sight zero in there. Dialed the aim point to not match it. Dialed the laser in to match it. It's like, yeah, that should be okay. I can go do a quick confirmation at the in-laws' house because they have like a 20-yard range out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Shoot a full-size USPSA IPSC steel. And I was hitting dead center, like cleanly in the center, tight groups. It's like, yeah, that should be good enough.
And it was not.
No, man. No. So the match was broken over two nights. Two squad sets. They were like lower range and upper range. We were in the lower range the first night, which was more longer range stuff. So if it was a longer range shot, at first I was completely screwed. On the next stage, I figured out my target was here. It was full target width to the left was where my hold was. It's like, well, this sucks. Also found my laser was completely not dialed into the red dot. It was completely off. So it was useless.
Mm.
And before that, I had initially had the laser mounted on the right side rail here. And I got a pressure pad on the left side. So right, simple spot, just thumb, hit it. And before each stage, they're like, check your settings, check your laser, check your lights. It's like, okay, test it. Yeah, fires were good. Whatever it was, man, we get to the shooting aspect. I'm hitting that pressure pad. Damn, laser didn't fire off.
What in the world?
I was like, what the hell? So then I'm rolling the gun over 45 degrees, having to double tap the button to kick it on so it stays on. Come back over, make my hits, realize it's not accurate. But then when I had to move from positions, they had us treating IR lasers kind of like your muzzle in the sense of it doesn't need to be on if you're like moving around running because that light can blind the shit out of you, that laser. So at that point, I'm rolling it back over, shut it off again, moving, cutting it back on and trying it until I finally gave up on it. So most of the entire match, I just aimed passively with my nods, which I've got 21s. So like my eyes are actually here. So I aim through the aim point and use the Kiji, light the targets up and fought my way through the rest of the match. It was cool. It was fun.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not bitching about it. I did it to myself. You know what I mean?
How did the gun run?
The gun ran fucking great.
So the reason I asked, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
No, you're cool.
I'm probably 90% done with the 45.
Right.
And, it's been flawless.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that there's nothing different between this and the carbine other than it's a pistol.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same action, just chopped down shorter. So shorter barrel, shorter stock. It's the same action.
So there's no really no reason why we're not reliability would be compromised on this.
No, none at all whatsoever. Okay. None at all. And that was what's funny. Like so the first night, like I said, it was mostly long range stages, with a couple short range stages. And of course, when those either the section was shorter range or the whole stage was shorter range, oh dude, I had no problem. And I was running 20 round red ball mags, and I used I had my plate carrier, pulled the plates out because why not? And I had these red ball made these dual mag pouches that are Molly. So I webbed them in. And the cool thing with red ball pouches, because they're single stack mags, they have neodymium magnets in each mag pouch to hold them into the pouch.
Oh,
but this is where it gets really cool. So because the night vision match, you have mag retention. So if you leave a magazine behind, it's 60-second penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally it's not a big deal. My thought is with AR mags, throw in the dump pouch and go. Man, those single stack mags, because they're so much smaller, thinner, I felt like running, they could bounce out of my dump pouch. So what'd I do? Stick them on my chest. They stuck to the magnets on the outside.
No.
Yeah.
Just stuck it right to you. You didn't just stick it right on.
No. I didn't stick it back in. I just stuck them to my chest because I could hold like two or three of them. I could hold easily.
Oh my God.
Just strip it out, get it in, pull another one out, and get it and charge it and go. All my guys in my squad were like, holy shit, magnets? Magnets, like that's cool as all get out, and I was like, it is kind of cool, isn't it? Like, I just pull mags out and just stick them on me.
So let me ask you this: did anybody call you Iron Man while you were shooting?
No,
because that would have been the perfect fucking nickname. You know, look, here comes Iron Man. He's got magnets and magazines stuck to him.
Oh my God! No, that was thoroughly cool. Like at different points, different guys in my squad were like telling the ROs, like, check this shit out, man. Kowalka can just stick his mags on his chest. I'm like, oh yeah, here, look, chink. And they're like, dude, that's cool. Yeah, that was pretty slick.
That's you didn't get no photo of you and Mag stuck to your carrier, your plate carrier.
No, I think I have a couple of squad photos and like
maybe you can recreate that, Dave. That's cool.
That can be recreated because I still have that shit's all still attached. It's hanging in the garage right now. Yeah,
and you got those. You talking about the plate carriers you got from MKS?
Yeah, it's a full. I run the full forge plate carrier. I was running my full forge, the backpack. I was running the rifle case. All my gear, other than the my belt was all my kit, but everything else was all full forge stuff.
When can I proceed with the review on the full forge plates that I've got?
Whenever, man.
Okay,
not waiting on me for anything.
No, I just didn't. When I talked to some of the other cats at MKS, and y'all were slack on plate, so they're like, hey, can you wait a little bit?
You know what, maybe in that sense, let me get back to you on that, because yeah, we definitely don't have a whole lot.
I haven't shot them or nothing.
I was trying to send you a photo real quick, but I'll see where they're at. No, so it's funny. So day two, we get out there, we meet up, and we had probably 2 hours till sun drops, and while we're all hanging out, multiple guys are coming up to me, and they were like, dude, how's that thing running? How's the high point running? I'm like, it's flawless, you guys. It runs like an absolute sewing machine. I was like, the only issues I'm having is me, you know, not having the gun zeroed. That's completely my bad.
That's on you.
Oh, 100%. Like, I only beat like 20 people out of 137 or something like that. So I shot like shit, really and truly.
Gear was.
But again, that was all me on not having my shit zeroed at all. I mean, you know. Nobody to bitch at that except myself. And I take that, you know. Oh, I had an absolute blast, dude. I had two guys I knew on my squad. And those guys brought one of their buddies. And even that buddy, he and I hit it off right away. So we were having a good time. And then there was another like truck that literally was funny shit too. I parked, these guys parked, and then my buddies parked. The guys in between were on our squad. And just by chance, we all parked together. So we're immediately talking and hanging out and bullshitting. And all of us really hit it off. And at one point, like, we were all laughing on the second night. It was like, all of us were saying, we don't think we've ever been with a squad where we all have so much of the same interests all the way around the whole damn group, from movies, TV shows, collectibles, whatever. That was absolutely kind of a wild trip. It was like, holy shit, this is cool. It was very cool.
The camaraderie.
Yeah, it was top notch.
And, you know, that's something I think that is pretty prevalent in the gun community. A lot of us look at each other like family.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, I've shot matches before where I can't find my magazine, I lost my hearing protection, something, and everybody's like, oh, hey, I got some spare ears, or yeah, need a couple mags, or I mean, you know, I've had and donated ammo back and forth.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's a pretty good community.
It's awesome when you can do that. I mean,
here's little Sug again. Well, she always makes a cameo. Say hey everybody.
How do I do a screen share?
Boop. She's a good kitty. She's getting old.
Oh, screen share.
She don't stink though. Good girl. Good job not stinking.
What am I showing here? Windows. I'm gonna show you my gear picture.
Ooh, I want to see.
There you go.
Oh, holy shit! That's a lot of stuff.
I don't know. Not really. I mean, just plate carrier. Have my phone holder in there. The mags. My belt, which really I didn't use any of my belt. I mean, I had the dump pouch to use a little bit. Medical kit, which obviously didn't use. The rest of it was honestly not necessary. I could have just left the belt off, but I'm just used to using it. Helmet, mods, ear pro, gun, sling. I mean, that's kind of it.
That's a pretty good setup, man.
But yeah, it was fun. It was cool. It was wicked cool.
I don't really have any shooting stories. Because I've been. Yeah, I know. I've been looking. Well, I mean, I went out. I went to Andrew's place and shot groups with the two lever guns that I'm reviewing for Ruger. They're Trapper and 357 and a Dark and 357. Both of those are shooting 3 MOA at 100 yards with irons. So I feel like that's about as good as I could shoot at 100 yards with irons. You all right? You need some mouth to mouth? Give me this if you're choking. Do you need assistance?
Like you're gonna help me 8 hours away. Okay.
No, I'll call 911 and be like, patch me into Dayton.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you another ones to screen share here. Windows, Lightroom. There you go. Here's a cool squad picture of everybody.
Oh yeah, you texted me that.
Did I text you that? Yeah, we had a good time. Good mix of camo and gear, like where the one dude was totally G Watt. What's that?
Where are you?
Right. You seriously can't see me, the guy holding the high point.
Well, the photo's like a thumbnail.
Oh, that's true.
How many from the left or right?
Guy lay on the ground, hip line, go straight up. I'm right there. Dark pants.
Oh, no, yeah, eyes. Okay. I said, good Lord.
Epic brother. Looking beard.
Yeah, I was like, who's the chick? I'm like, oh, that's Dave.
Fine, here you go. How about that?
Oh, there's your little boy rocking the M1 Garand.
Yeah, we were shooting that when I did the zero confirmation, took my dad's M1, so we were blasting that for his birthday Thursday night as well. So he ran a couple of clips of that thing. It was a little dry. So like the one clip, it didn't run the last round, and he was all like, "Oh!" I was like, "What?" And he goes, "It didn't do the whole ping thing." I'm like, "Dude, hold on, grab the gun, just re-racked it, chambered it." I was like, "All right, now go." And he goes, fires it, ping, and he just goes, "Oh yeah!"
You're raising that boy right, ain't you?
That kid's gonna be dangerous. What are you talking about?
Yeah, good for him, man. In this world, that's what he needs.
Yeah, right.
You need to be raising some men, because I tell you what. We have a pretty healthy lack of manly men in the younger generations.
Yes. I just had dinner last night, buddy from Nashville was driving through. Him and I and a local buddy, we had dinner, and the local buddy, he was talking about how they've got new employees. He does like this, he hangs industrial racking and conveyor belts and stuff.
Okay.
And he said this new generation of, I can't even say kids, some of them are 20s into their 30s.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, hey, he's like, you know, cut this piece down to 15 inches. And they're like, okay, how do I do that? He's like, well, you have a tape measure? I'm like, yeah. Measure it out 15 inches, make a mark. He said they'll pull the tape out and literally start the front of the tape and start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, inches are marked. Like, yeah. You just go to his 15 and make him
wait. He hits it with a 15 and 5/8.
Oh, he said that was bad enough. He said one newer guy had a tape measure that the 16ths were all marked all the way through.
Oh, okay.
How huge is that tape measure? Yeah, like the width to be like have all that writing on there. But then he said another time was he wanted him to cut a board in half, and he's like, it's a fine center. And he said two different guys, they had two tape measures going opposite. Yeah, trying to get numbers to line up. I was just like, dear God, man, we're screwed. We're so screwed with this kind of shit.
I cut trees for a living, and some of the trees, okay, like I went and bid this job a couple of days ago and I didn't get it. I'm sure I didn't get it, but the guy had a couple river birches in his front yard, and he wanted limbs cut off to make more grass grow.
Right.
And first I thought, why in the fuck would you want to damage these beautiful river birches in your front yard for more shit to cut?
Right.
But whatever.
I mean, so I get there.
You know, and I get there, and the branches are about yay big around, coming off the bottom of the tree. I mean, if you walked up to it, the branches are nipple level. They're about this big around. There's two of them, and they're leaning out over the yard, and they were both about 15 foot long.
Okay.
You know, and I looked at this guy, and I'm like, why are you calling a tree man over here to do this? Right. If you didn't have a chainsaw, you could go get one of them damn construction demo blades for your sawzall yay long. And I mean, literally the only thing this limb could hit is the ground.
Yeah.
Like, and I looked at him and I'm like, hey, man, I mean, it's, you know, he goes, well, it's pretty easy. And I'm thought to myself, well, if it's that easy, why the fuck am I here?
No shit.
And he goes, I want these limbs cut off and I want the debris hauled away. You know, and I was like, all right, man, I can do it for $900.
Right.
You know, and here's the thing.
I mean, maybe hauling is what he needed. So why is he going to bother cutting it if he can't haul it? I guess. I don't know.
But he, you know, the back of his lot was woods.
Right. So just throw the shit back there.
I mean, you literally could have cut this limb down and cut it in half and you could drag it.
Right.
Right. You know, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, man, it's going to be about $900 because I got to bring my truck.
Right.
You know, and chipper, which I don't really need my chipper, but I'm like, you know, it's going to take me longer to drive here to do the work.
Yeah.
To mobilize my equipment, and I'm going to have my helper with me. you know, and he was like, I'll call you back, which I knew I wouldn't hear from him.
Yeah, you already insulted him enough for being a basically pussy.
Yeah, I was like, so, but you know, I thought, and he was younger guy, and I thought, why in the hell
doesn't want to do it, man? They're just not interested in it. Like, but same buddy, he told me, he saw some dude they were hiring in. He said the guy was like early 50s, I think. So, my buddy's 45, so this guy was like early 50s. He looks at me, he goes, hey, he goes, you look old. And the guy was like, what? He goes, can you read tape measure? And he's like, yeah, you know, he's a screwdriver. He's like, yeah. You know how to use, you know, a saw? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, cool, you're hired. It's just common sense shit, you know.
The people that I have hired under like 35, they stand around on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple kids that were like in their 20s hired, and their job was to, we was cutting in a big oak. And every limb had to be, you know, cut off one end. You know, I had my climber up there cutting the limbs off. And I'm like, as the limb, and they weren't big limbs. You know, they were, you know, 4 or 5 inches around and maybe, sure, you know, 4 or 5, 6 foot long.
Nothing that wasn't manageable.
Yeah, easily. So I'm like, your job is to pick up that limb when it hits the ground. When the limb hits the ground, walk over to it, grab it, stick in the chipper. And the chipper was, you know.
Don't put your hands in the chipper.
And so, and, you know, the rule is, and the way that my climber and I communicate, if his saw is running, no one under the tree.
Right.
When you hear him cut the saw off, you can go under the tree. And normally I'll holler under you.
Right.
But we, you know, we always go like, hey, you know, you remember when your saw is off, that's the all clear to gather the brush.
Right.
And so, which they had that figured out. But, you know, I was over there looking at some other stuff and I walked back over there and the kid is, he's got a limb in his hand and he's on his phone watching TikTok and he's just randomly stabbing at the feed wheels on my chipper.
Oh my God.
You know, and I walked up and I grabbed him and I'm like, hey man, you know, this is a band at 1390. He takes a 15 inch tree, you know, and it'll turn it to mulch.
Right.
And I'm like, if this thing, all it's got to do is grab the tip of your fingers and you're fucking doomed. I don't need you on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be, to be watching what's going on. Do you understand? Yeah. I got it.
That's boring, man.
And so, about 10 minutes later, I looked over there and he's doing the same thing. And I walked over to him and I'm like, hey man, I'm going to pay you for today. You got to go. He's like, what? Yeah. I'm like, if you run through that chipper, do you realize the amount of paperwork I got to do?
Oh my God.
And then the law's going to come. And then I got to talk to your mom and daddy. You know, my mother, one of her good friends at the beach, my mother's best friend at the beach. My mom has got a place in Emerald. You know that.
Yeah.
Her best friend's son's a landscaper. And he's got a tree guy that's partner. So they go do landscaping and tree work. She was telling my mom, her son was on a tree job. And they were finishing up. And the homeowner come out. And they're like, hey, while I got you here, you know, I got another tree over here I'd like to get pruned. Maybe you can give me a price. Maybe you can do it while you're here. So forth and so forth.
Right.
And so they're over there talking to the homeowner. And they've got to manage. But they hear this ungodly scream, and then it just goes silent. And he said, you know, they turn and look, and one of his ground guys are going through the chipper.
Oh.
Yeah, it said it looked like, you know, wood chips and lasagna coming out of that feature.
Mm. Good God. You know, it's funny. I was listening to –
Didn't mean to get all into that. My apologies.
No, I don't care. I listened to a couple like pop culture podcasts to talk about like the state of the Marvel movies, Star Trek, Star Wars, shows in general, movies in general. And the one I was listening to, most of the guys on the one that are like late 30s to early 40s. So basically my age. I'm like mid 40s now. But so they're all relatively the same age. You know, they share the same passions for Star Trek, Star Wars, you know, Marvel, whatever. A YouTuber guy that had on there was in like his early 20s or maybe his mid 20s. I think he's mid 20s. And talking to him, they asked him, they're like, dude, like, you know, for mid 20 somethings, like, where are kids, you know, where are kids at with like watching franchises like Star Trek, Star Wars, or Marvel? And he's like, they're not, man. They don't give a shit about movies. They don't give a damn because their attention span isn't there, which I get that. I don't know if we talked about this before or not, that whole attention span bit. I totally get that. It's fine. But what I don't understand is, okay, they don't have the attention span to watch a movie for an hour and a half, 2 hours, but yet they will be on their phone scrolling shit on TikTok for fucking hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it because you're watching short content, so you're too fucking retarded that you're just processing quick little shit. But to get to be standing there like this on that phone for that long, it just boggles my mind.
I watch a YouTube channel called The Infographics Show. And they did a video about why MTV failed.
They stopped music and doing shows all the time.
Right. You know, and they were talking about, and I mean, MTV kind of screwed themselves.
Yeah.
But they were talking about here lately, in the past, you know, 5-6 years, the amount of people watching TV has been drastically reduced. And it was showing like the, and I'm going to screw these numbers up.
No, that's fine.
But it was like the millennials, the 16 to like 20 year olds, 80% of the content that they're consuming comes from apps on their phone. Mm-hmm. They're not watching movies, and you know, I enjoy a good movie. You know, and if it's trouble for you, you know, I sat through Avatar.
I mean, look at my cabinets. Those are all movies,
right? I love a good movie. You know, especially if it's a couple hours long. I mean, the character development, and you know, you get attached to the character.
Or even a good show. I mean, I'm down for a good show.
A good TV show. You know, I think I told you I'm watching Last Ship.
Yeah,
and it was really good. It got kind of, and then it's picked back up. But, you know, I'm invested with the characters.
Right.
I don't like it when one of them dies, you know.
That's the whole point. I'm supposed to.
Right. And, you know, I'm like, in a 10, 20 second TikTok, what is the appeal?
I don't know, man. I don't get it. I really don't.
I sound like, you know, I remember my father's father, you know. He was, when I was building my house, I stayed with my dad a lot, and his mom and dad were there. And my grandfather, of course, this was before that. I was over at my dad's, and my grandfather, my father's father, Mr. Elliot, he could not wrap his head around the music I listened to. You know, because I was neck deep in Motorhead.
Right.
You know, and he's like, how can you listen to that trash? You know, and of course, in all fairness, yeah, it is trash, but I just love it. But, oh my God, I don't want to get on a rant here, Dave.
No, music's always an interesting one where, like, I feel like not all, but a lot of people die on certain hills with what they listen to. You know, like, I heard my parents talking about how when they're listening to the Beatles, their parents were like, oh, you're not gonna listen to this crap. But then at the same time, I remember bitching at my dad and my buddy's dad. They were had him over for dinner, and I was bitching about local radio stations around here in Ohio that we didn't have any new rock channels. They had their classic rock, which played the 60s, 70s, 80s, and a hair of 90s, like alternative, but nothing that was new. And as I'm bitching about it, my dad and my buddy's dad, they both just go, well, music stopped in the 80s. I was like, oh, get fucked. It most certainly did not. I'm like, damn it, man.
Here's the thing. Like, my mom likes... Now, my mom and I share some music taste. She likes, like, Zeppelin and Elvis. Sure. But, you know, my mom also, she loves old 50s rock and roll.
Sure.
And I do,
fine.
Too.
That's fine.
I love it. No, so, but... You know, like my mom will listen to, you know, we'll go somewhere in my caddy and I try not to get too crazy with my mom in the car, you know, but I'll put on, you know, I'm trying to give you a good example, but let's just say a band like Van Halen.
Sure. Okay.
And my mom's like, it's not my speed. I don't love it.
I'm like, right. Right.
But my mom's like, I can appreciate the talent.
Right.
If you listen to, you know, like I got friends with kids that are, you know, 16, 17, 18.
Right.
And, you know, the other day, my buddy, you know, Chad,
mm-hmm.
his little girl, Courtney, she's 20 now. I say little girl, but she's a little girl because I've known her since he was like 12 or 13.
Right.
We were going somewhere and Courtney's like, gets to control the radio. So she puts on the music that she wants to listen to. Dave, I listen to it for about a minute, and I'm trying to find.
First off, there's a genre. What was the genre she was listening to?
I don't know. No, maybe you can. I don't know. Is there a genre?
I mean, it's not as defined as it was. Like, you know, I'm not a fan of country by any means, but country isn't exactly country anymore. It's like country pop. There's country rock. There's country rap. I mean,
she did swing it over to. She's like, oh, you like country music, and then switched it over to Luke Bryant,
right?
Or who? And you know, and the song was literally, I'm in my trunk. It's a four-wheel drive. I'm going down a dirt road, and I'm drinking a beer. I got a girl in short shorts and. We're going mudding tonight, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
How many tropes can you stuff
Yeah.
In the 3 minutes.
Yeah. I've heard that's what Beyonce's country's like. Because apparently she's gotten into country.
You know, there's some of them people have filed grievances against the Grammys for giving her a country award.
Yeah, because she didn't fucking deserve it. I mean,
right. But it was bought and paid for.
Sure. That's funny.
There's this guy.
All right. But even still, you're still going to side with the fact of like, there's nothing new that's good. And that's where I'm like, no, there's still plenty of good shit out there.
No, I agree. Okay. There's still good music being made.
Because I still listen to a lot of new rock I don't know if you call it new rock. Some people call it heavy metal probably, but I've always loved Five Finger Death Punch, but then on top of that, you got, now I'm drawing a blank. Go figure you're talking about this. Thinking of the Architects, they have some good stuff. Motionless in White. Who does the whole horror albums? Ice Nine Kills. You ever heard of Ice Nine Kills?
Never heard of
that. Dude, you should look up Ice Nine Kills. They have, I think, two albums. They're all based on horror movies. Every song is a horror movie based. So they've got songs on Halloween, Friday the 13th, Evil Dead, American Psycho, It.
I just put them up on Pandora.
Oh, dude, it's, and don't get me wrong, I don't like all their, some of their songs, they get too like screamy. Other ones, it's okay, it's fine, but it's entertaining as shit. It's two albums of horror movie tracks.
I found them. I love Pandora. So I just put them up on Pandora. Nice. And so there's this guy here. I want to show you. You probably can't see that, can you?
It's a little washed out. It's kind of hard to see.
But you. So his name is Bo Burnham. Okay. And he did this. It's Burnham. If you go to Netflix and look up Bo Burnham's country song.
Okay. I think I know what this is. I think
it is. It is. It is. It is.
This is like the satire song where he's making fun of all the other country music.
The tropes, you know.
Yes, and, yes. I've seen that or listened to it,
and I love it. You know, I love it because he's, you know, it's like I got a cold beer with a label out. I got a four wheel drive, you know, and I'm like, come on, man, you know, like this. Yeah, exactly. And so this other dude,
let me turn my drink appropriately so you can see my decal.
Great. This other guy, he went and pulled like six number one country songs. He ripped the music off of them, and he pulled them in, and he put the songs, all six or five of them, on a timeline.
Oh shit!
And then what he did is he went and cut out. Like, okay, here's the first verse for the first song, then second verse from the second song, third verse from the third song. So he essentially mixed them all up.
Right.
Swapped verses and choruses and everything. And then played one song. This is not like I'm going to listen to this song and pick and choose. It's the first verse is over for the first song. Boom. Second verse, second. Right. And he played one song made from five or six. And you know what? It was a song. It was a song that followed. I'm like, if you played that, it's equally as horrible as all of them. Right. But it's like, this is art by committee. This is, you know, here's the formula. Write something about your tractor. Let's talk about having a cold beer. Yeah. Your girlfriend's got short shorts on. Yeah. And I don't mean to get so bent out of shape, but you know what though, David, it really fucking gets right next to me, man, because I grew up in the country. You know, we grew up having parties in the fields. We grew up having big, you know, big fires and doing all that shit. Now
the thing about it, they have never experienced it in their lives ever.
Right. You know, and I feel like it cheapens. God, I sound like a fucking, you know, I'm perpetually offended, but it cheapens the experience.
Right.
Some idiot's like, oh, I'm in the back of my truck with my girlfriend and Hank's playing with the fire going. No, dude.
No, but you said it's exactly that. It's a song. It's just a song.
But you can tell it's that
just like filler. It's like just filler music noise.
It's filler, man. It's window dressing. Yeah. You want to hear a good song? You know, anything by David Allan Coe. And don't go to his 20 greatest hits, man. You know, go to some deep David Allan, some first generation stuff, deep David Allan Coe. And that man, you know, was a and you know, even as new as I'm a big Merle Haggard fan, but you know, any of the not the pre-80, the pre-80, you know, but like John Anderson. Now John Anderson is relatively new. He come out in the 80s and 90s, and he's amazing, but
relatively new.
Anyway, I think I'm gonna stop while I'm behind on this. Oh, God.
Well, it's funny. Another one, I was listening to again, back to listening to a pop culture podcast, and they keep talking about how like the Hollywood movie star is virtually gone. You know, you have Tom Cruise is pretty much the only one that's left. Because you think about it, back in the day, we'd go see a Schwarzenegger movie, we'd go see a Stallone movie, we'd go see a Bruce Willis movie, we'd go see a Tom Cruise movie. You'd go see a Tom Hanks movie. You know, is there a single actor now that you're like comes out the movie, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go see it because they're in it, other than Tom Cruise? Not really.
You know,
I mean. Spit it out.
I'm trying to rebut your thought. I'm like, yeah.
No, because there isn't. I think everybody thought The Rock was gonna be that, but it's not. He does the same shit and he sucks. Vin Diesel would be that way, and Vin Diesel didn't turn out to be that way, you know.
Who's that?
Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I mean, I liked his Riddick movies, the sci-fi ones he did. He's doing another one apparently, and I'm interested to see it. But again, there's not a single actor drops. And you're like, oh, they're gonna do a movie, cool. Let's check out and see what that is. No, you're just like, who cares? But now this is funny. This is a bit I heard though from listening to these pop culture guys. They said that their other actors, I want to say Colin Farrell was one of them, and he's a great actor.
Okay.
But Colin Farrell was bitching at Hollywood Machine. He was like, hey, you dumbasses need to go back to hiring actors that can act and be movies. Stop hiring Instagram people because they have a big following.
Right.
Followers aren't going to come to your fucking movie. And they're absolutely right. What's the one chick? Zendaya. She played Peter Parker's girlfriend in the latest Spider-Man movies. She's in the Dune movies. She's in fucking everything. And I can't stand her. I think she just can't act. She just plays the same. I'm just here. I'm going to read my lines and do my job. Because I think this is acting and I'm acting. It's like, no, you're not acting. You're just reading a fucking line, you know, but because she's popular on Instagram, you know, they keep putting her in everything. Keanu Reeves is great.
How about Keanu? So like I would go see a movie today if Keanu Reeves was in it.
But Keanu's also like, he's getting up there too in that same age. Yeah. Like he's younger than Tom Cruise, but still it's like, you know,
I hadn't ever thought about it like that, David. That's a good point.
It fucking sucks, man. I mean, and I love movies, and it sucks. Drive to go for anybody like that.
Candy and I. So I've got an Amazon Fire Stick, and mm-hmm. I've got, you know, Netflix and HBO, Cinemax. All, you know, I've got a 6 or 8 Amazon Prime, all that.
Right.
And you know, you Friday night rolls around, and you want to, you know, watch something with your old lady on the couch, and it takes 20-30 minutes to find something.
Right.
And so the other day I looked over at Candy and I'm like, it's always and you know what? We wind up cutting the radio on. I've got a couple, you know, classic country stations on Pandora. I'll Bluetooth Pandora to my stereo and hit that. Right. And we want, but, you know, I was asking Candy, I'm like, man, I've got all these channels. Now the HBO Cinemax is not bad. That's not a bad one. If I only had to have one, I think that would be the one.
They all go in waves, I feel like.
And Netflix is awful.
Netflix is the worst on their waves because it's either 90% of their own Netflix shit that I don't care about. It's like, go back to showcasing other stuff. Like I just watched Black Hawk Down again. Is on there. It's on Netflix. Haven't watched Black Hawk Down forever. Oh, God, such a good movie.
I watched Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis.
Man, I sadly don't care for that one that much. I don't know why. I think just the whole humanitarian side of the story, I just didn't give a shit. I was like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Smack that doctor upside the head, drag her ass out. Fuck all those indigenous people. Yes, I didn't give a damn about them.
What I don't understand is
the whole city dies because of that shit. That's why I just didn't like that movie.
Why didn't they poison him? Like, why didn't Bruce Willis beat him to death, you know, with a block of ball bat? There. Start with the kids. You can curb stomp them to death.
No, just gag her and drag her ass out. Said your whole team dies to rescue those people. It's shot well. It's visually good.
Man. What are you, a fucking robot?
No, I just thought, fuck those people. You're in there to get that doctor out, and you waste your whole team to get her out to save the people, too. Fuck them.
You know what, man? You're treading dangerously close to the Iron Man nickname. Because, and hey, look, for all the six fuckers that listen to this, not Iron Man and the I'm talking about like Black Sabbath song.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
I know you do.
I am Iron Man.
Yeah, and you know, I'm like, this is an emotionless prick that sticks magazines to his chest. You know what? From now on, I'm actually right now in my phone, I'm changing your name.
I am Iron Man.
From henceforth, you heartless magnetic prick. I'm doing it. This it's that important to me.
I'll take that. Yep. All because I didn't give two shits about the humanitarian aid story.
Okay. I'm going to cover your number up so these six fuckers don't. Well. All right. Edit. Nope. No more David Kawaka.
Iron Man.
And yeah. Now. And I'm sorry
your delicate sensibilities are offended because I didn't give two shits about a humanitarian aid story. My fictional story.
Well, it's just not that. It's a number. You're kind of a callous fuck, man. So there you go.
Maybe.
And I'm going to change your ringtone. I bet you never guess what it's going to be.
Some Black Sabbath.
Change ringtone. No, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I mean, you deserve it.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, that's a lot to choose from. I'm not going to interrupt our time together.
So here's a fun bit. So while killing some downtime in the hotel over the weekend for Moon's Out, the hotel there, the TV, you can temporarily sign into your own Netflix account, which was nice. So I could actually watch something I wanted to watch. And like Rambo was on there, the fourth one where he kills a lot of people. That was a cool one.
Okay,
but Black Hawk Down was on, so I started watching Black Hawk Down to the point where I had to like roll out of the hotel, and I think both Black Hawks had crashed by that point, or the second one just crashed as I left, and go to the match. We're hanging out. We go to our first stage, wait for the sun to drop. And I was the first shooter for the first stage, and it was called Mogadishu Mile. I was like, oh shit, look at this! I was just watching Black Hawk Down. Now I get to go do the Mogadishu Mile. Which
cool.
Which literally was walking down a path. You walk past three different bays. Each bay had two steel targets, and you had to hit either knock them down or put two hits on each popper in each bay before getting to the end bay, and then run to a barricade and then engage some targets. But all while this is all happening, you have a truck following you and pushing you forward.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I only got honked at, I think, once, for slowing down. So, like, you think you're going to go this, like, slow creep to get that good sight picture while you're walking? You know, no. You're like, oh, son of a bitch, you know? So, you're, like, you're walking a pretty good pace trying to hit these targets. And I only missed one target on that stage, too.
Wow.
So, that was badass. But, yeah, Mogadishu Mile and coming off the high watching Black Hawk Down. I was like, fuck, yes, this is awesome.
All you're talking about shooting matches and all, I don't get to do it like I used to. It's my fault, but it's 100%. but I need to do more of that because it's fun. It is training, regardless of what anybody says. But I miss it, and you're certainly an inspiration to drive people to go shoot matches because I think that's where not only you can hone some skills and learn some skills, but also network with people that you have a lot in common with.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, they're like the two guys I knew and their buddy, Mike, we changed info. So I'll be in touch with him. And there's the three guys from Arkansas.
Now you know the deal. You can't call them more than like twice a month.
Yeah.
Or I'll fucking not be.
Shut up.
Just make sure. But,
so the guys from Arkansas, they were cool cats too. Dig them. And I've already linked up with one of them through Reddit already.
Oh, wow.
So I can basically still kind of try to keep in some kind of touch with them. Cause yeah, it was cool shit, man. I mean, even if it's just bullshitting, but in the line to view to competition, I was telling another buddy of mine back in October, we did our own zombie match, at my range. I think we took over two bays, built two full stages. After we all shot through all that, we tore the one stage down and built a third, head-to-head stage. So like my buddy had his SKS, he brought out, I ran my lever action and we were competing against each other on getting who killed the targets fastest. And then we took a Marine who knew nothing about an MP5 against my kid who knows a little about the MP5 and had them go head to head. Just different fun shit like that. But my point being is we plan on trying doing these probably a couple times a year and plan it out ahead of time. So we can get, you know, 8 or 10 guys to come do it with us. So I do that. I will let you know so you can make time to get your ass up here and go do it.
You know, I would how long is the match? Is it half day?
I mean, it's just us.
Oh,
so, I mean, yeah,
man.
Like, last time we did it, I think last time we did it, there was like 8 or 10 of us.
Do that, and I'll round up like maybe Chad and I will ride up there and get a room somewhere, and we could always do the match, and then like a Saturday night or Friday night, I could take you out to supper, be like a date. You come off some of that sweet ass you got.
And that's the thing we talked about too, is because it's you know, me and several of my buddies, it's our club.
Wait, you
we
talk actually about coming off with some sweet ass to somebody else.
Oh my God, no.
Jesus. You need to listen to what I'm saying
and absorb. I'm not listening to you. I'm still not listening to you at all.
If you gloss over shit that's important to me, I'm gonna get offended and then I'm gonna make a big deal about it. And it was my misunderstanding because you're not fucking listening.
So, anyways, I'll let you know when we do a match so you can get your ass up here and you can actually shoot something because you're lazy and don't shoot. There, how's that?
Well, that's not fair. I shoot guns all the time. They're just test guns.
Yeah, but that's also not the same thing as actually like running equipment. Man, you know.
I agree with you, man. We talked about that. I took a really nice carbine class a couple months ago. It was a half day, 300 rounds.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. I really...
Yeah, it's a huge breakup from testing of the guns. I mean, like I said, I know you always try and put some drills
you try
into testing guns, but you're still not shooting for yourself at that point. Still, no, you know,
I'm practicing with a gun I'm unfamiliar with, which is better than nothing.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm out there training with my preference.
Right.
You know, if I'm out there banging steel with a C9,
right.
You know, I'm training and honing a skill to an extent. But it's different when I transition to my, you know, carry gun, my specialist. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a cool thing. I think is one of the big takeaways from Moon's Out. In fact, I don't know how many night vision matches there are. I've been to one other one in Kentucky.
I've never did a night vision match.
First thing is you've got to have nods. I mean, yeah. You don't have them to rent. You know what I mean?
They're expensive though. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're gonna drop some coin for nods.
Like what's like a good pair?
I mean, you're talking about pairs. You're saying you want duels?
Oh yeah, I can't run the monoculars.
Okay, if you want duels, I think you're spending pretty much about $5,000. Yeah, and it's going to quickly go up from there. That's just throwing a quick number out. You might find something on sale 4.5, but typically you're just starting out like a $5,000.
Yeah, these would be like Gen 3 shit though. Yeah,
Gen 2 plus.
Okay.
Which is pretty good shit. I don't care what the internet says, because several guys at Moon's Out had Gen 2 plus setups,
right?
And they were every bit as clear as my Gen 3 21s that I had. And it was just like, these are Gen 2 plus. Holy fuck, I'll spend that kind of money for these things,
right?
But you can easily spend $10,000 to $40,000 in this shit, and just goggles. Yeah, you want quads? You know, it's like $40,000. You know,
really?
I think you can do quads for like $20,000. I think.
What's the advantage with the quads? gather more light.
It's that field. No, the field of view you get. Yeah. You know, oh. If you're this is your duels, you know, it's like 40 degree view. You're getting that much more out of the quad. It's like going from a square TV to widescreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're seeing that much more. I mean, it is cool, but it's worth the money. That's up to you. To me, it ain't worth that money.
I don't have that kind of money. I mean, if I had your money, I'd probably have some.
I don't fucking money.
You know, I ain't Mr. Live Fire Media.
Right. Like that means a damn thing.
Well, if you would start writing for Range Hot a little more, it probably would.
Probably. But anyways, that still was a cool thing on Moons Out is, yeah, it's a competition. And really and truly, to break it down at its core, it was pretty simple shooting. But the fact you're doing it all under night and with nods, and therefore then you've got a helmet probably, your ear pro attached to that, you probably have some other kit, chest plate carrier. You're dealing with all that shit moving and shifting as you're doing this. That's what complicates the shit out of it.
And that's good training, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of helmets, are y'all, is MKS going to do helmets through Full Forge?
Yeah, we have ballistic ones.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
How many dollars?
I don't know off the top of my head. I think we're out of them, too.
Could you send me one when you get some?
Yeah, I can. I can send you one.
Can you send me a black one to match my plate carrier?
They're only black with a multicam cover.
I've had three people come by here and look at that body armor that I got from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where'd you get it? I'm like, order from MKS. They're like, okay. Yeah, they're like, this shit's, and I'm telling them it's like $600, six something, depending on what they go for. And they're like, this is nice shit.
Yeah, no, it's solid stuff.
Yeah.
It's solid stuff. I mean, and I'll say that was the most I've run our plate carrier was Moons Out. That was two full nights. Granted, like I said, I didn't have plates in it because I didn't need them because why would I put extra torture myself?
Did it work pretty good with the plates out?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I had a small chest rig, and looking at that, I didn't think the Red Ball mag carriers would actually all fit on the chest rig I had. So I was like, screw it. I'll ditch the plates out of the one carrier and weave it through that, which looking at it, I think it would have worked on the chest rig, but the plate carrier though, no, it was comfortable. It worked. I mean, obviously it was sitting a little off because no plates. So it wasn't exactly, it was kind of like shift up and down on me a little bit, but it's because it had the plates, you know, front and back, you know, but it was comfortable. It did its job, man. I have no issues with that. So,
well, you know, I had a question for you. And I got to listen to what you're talking about. It slipped my damn mind.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's hell getting old, my friend, but it beats the alternative.
Well, I got something else I'll be working on a review and write-up on.
Ooh, okay.
It should be this. It's a Gideon Omega. It's a RMR size dot, so meaning a big-ass window. Relatively here, so you can see through it. Oh, there's the dot. Look at that. Ooh, holy shit. Where'd it go? There she is.
Yeah.
But literally, yeah, it's like an RMR sized optic. I know some guys that run these things. They say they're pretty good. Reached out to them and they were like, yeah, we'll send you one to put on my VP9.
Who makes that?
Gideon.
No, I mean, who makes the pistol, the VP9?
H&K. What? Go ahead. Look at you.
You say it.
H&K.
H&K. Well, you know,
H&K, no compromises, bitch.
You take on a whole new demeanor when you say that. H&K. I am
fine. Fine. Springfield Echelon. How's that? Is that better?
I don't know who I hate more, but I think Springfield. Whoa!
Hey, Springfield, all you want. The gun's fucking awesome.
Whoa! What's with the finger now? We're all friends here. And I tell you what, I am sick to death of your brand placement. Fuck is wrong with you? trying to use this fucking time to promote a brand?
As you hold up a Colt mug, Colt mug,
Okay, in all fairness.
Oh, here we go, sorry.
It is metal, and it was the only thing I had clean that I felt like I could safely put what I'm drinking in and it wouldn't melt through.
But no, it's funny. It makes you think like the Gideon, you know, it's cool how many optic options we have nowadays. You know, you think like back in the day, I remember when I got my first AR, if you weren't getting an Aimpoint, a Trigicon, a Neotech, or even a Seymour, your options were PSA and Tasco. And then you had to make sure you were getting a pick rail, you know, mount, and then a Weaver mount, because that was a thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. I do remember.
What?
That, yeah, used to, you had to order either pick rail or Weaver.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Right? And how fucking weird and retarded was that? You know?
Because the spacing was different.
Yeah. But what is it like? I think pick accessories will go on to Weaver, but Weaver will not work with
right.
pick.
I think that's right.
So again, it makes it like just fucking stupid. You're like, what the hell?
Did they use Weaver anymore at all?
Man, I bet there's probably some scope bases out there that probably are still Weaver, but it's
not something. You know, I think it's gone the way of Keylock or Keymod.
Keymod. Yeah. You
know, remember Keymod?
Yeah. Keymod was fine. I mean, I had nothing against it. It just
but I'm like, how are you going to compete against that monster?
Exactly. What was it? I remember another company, they were doing Keymod stuff, and I was like, guys, do MLOK. And they're like, well, it's not free. I was like, yes, it is. MLOK is free. And you're like, oh, I was like, dude, you're going to be left behind still rocking Keymod shit when Magpul is behind MLOK. I'm like, you're going to be stupid to not do it. They didn't do it until a couple years later. It cost them more money to go to MLOK. And I was like, oh, dude, MLOK now, huh? Maybe you should listen to me. I mean, begin. What do I know? Who the fuck am I?
You know? Right. You're probably one of the more in tune people with the gun industry than most anybody.
Yeah. Right? I'm just into it. That's all it is.
Well, that's you know everybody.
Shit.
Oddly enough, you know what I find weird about you, Dave? Like I talk. I'm like, oh, do you know my buddy David Kawaka? Oh yeah, I know High Point Dave.
Bullshit.
No, hear me out. Everybody likes you. And I'm like, you don't know this motherfucker. He's a vicious fucking bitch. No, Dave is great. He helps me, does this. He's so polite. I'm like, well, you must talk to him when he's on his fucking meds.
When I'm on plenty of caffeine.
Something.
Well, see, because we're doing this, we sign off from here. That means it's 10:30 now. It'll be a little bit later and I go to bed. So tomorrow I'll probably be on some caffeine. So you call me tomorrow, you'll probably get the happier me.
I'll get the good day.
Hey, you know, I'm a Gemini, so there's two halves, you know what I mean?
Oh. Okay, well.
If you put stock in that kind of shit.
Not really, but it stands the reason. I'm starting to, you know, it stands the reason.
Oh my God.
So I want to talk about this movie.
No.
Okay.
Now what you got? What movie?
Oh, I'm already over it. No. My father let me watch shit that I should not have watched.
My dad did that.
Okay. But I remember when this movie came out, I got to watch it immediately. Do you remember the movie called Excalibur?
Yeah.
My father.
That's like one of the greatest fantasy movies ever made.
Man, it like, is. So my father loved it. He was into medieval shit and knights.
That's cool.
You know, he loved medieval shit because he's like, you know, these motherfuckers walk around all day in a suit of steel skin, and they chop each other's heads off, and like he appreciated the manliness of the medieval times,
right?
And he got me into it. And so, we watched Excalibur on a reel down at the house. At least once a week, we would watch it. And my dad could quote the movie, but I watched it. And then I had a little bit of a 6, 8, 10 years and never even thought about it. And the other day, it was on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? It's like from 81.
Yep.
I'm going to watch it. And I hadn't seen it in years and years. And you know what? It stands up today, mm-hmm. right now, better than any other medieval Arthurian movie. Right now,
no, I totally get it. I totally get it. There are movies, especially I would say, especially post Star Wars, there are so many movies that were made that were, they were made, everybody involved gave a shit.
Do you think Star Wars raised the bar?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. Because I tell you, you know, one of my favorite sci-fi movies, Logan's Run.
Yeah.
You remember Logan's Run? Everybody has the little jewel in their hand. They all have to go to a, they have to renew before they turn 30.
Man, so I
can remember this thing like it's sharp as anything else. And what's even cooler points is in the end, the water reclamation from the seawater, it's the fountains in Fort Worth Water Gardens. The first time I went to Fort Worth, I saw that. I spent hours out there just because I'm like, Logan's Run. This is the fucking end of Logan's Run. But point being is that movie was like a year or two before Star Wars. And you look at it now. Yeah, it's got really ornate miniatures. The style of it, it's very 70s feeling. Whereas when you look at Star Wars, it transcended any of that shit.
Man.
And that's part of the shit, I think, where Star Wars changed trends in Hollywood, where you found more people that gave a shit on every single level. Not saying they did Logan's Run.
Right.
But there's just more attention to detail going, man, we could do more.
Okay.
I mean.
But with that mindset, to me, Star Wars encompasses three movies.
Yeah.
Period.
Sure.
When they redid the Star Wars movies, the prequels or what have you.
Well, hold on. You're talking two things. Redid meaning the re-release of the originals or the prequels or the prequels, man. That's totally different things.
When I say prequels, I mean what I'm trying to say is the movies that they did.
When they enhanced the original? Talking about that?
What? Say that again?
When they enhanced the originals?
No. I'm okay. Talking about when they
redid the prequels. Then.
Like
so 99 episode one came out.
The prequels. Like when Star Wars became Star Wars A New Hope.
Okay.
So we're talking about with Liam Neeson and that.
Phantom Menace, yeah.
Those. That shit was hot fucking vomit. Do you understand?
I disagree, but I get what you're saying though.
Let me ask you this. All right, if you liked them, fine. Fuck you, Iron Man. Your brain is magnetic. There is no sci-fi movie I think that'll ever come close to Empire Strikes Back. Star Wars is good. Jedi is great.
No, Empire is definitely the best of the three. Empire is the best of the entire franchise.
The Empire Strikes Back was a bad motherfucker. So you look at that, you watch that movie, predates Jar Jar Binks. They had far less technology,
right?
Way less budget, way less to work with.
Right.
And it's 117 trillion times better.
And how is it you still can't make something that good today?
How is it you still can't make something that good today? So why? I asked Candy that question. Here's what she said. Candy said that because now we've got so many on-demand options.
Right.
They're churning out content, and they're putting quantity over quality.
Absolutely.
And hoping something sticks.
Absolutely.
You know,
but even when it sticks, they don't have to do with it then. Because here's something I'll say is Alien Romulus, the most current Alien film to come out.
I've seen that yet.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
So for me, I got to tell you this. For me, it's like Aliens, Predator, and Terminator. Those are my go-to movies before Star Wars and Star Trek. Star Wars would fall after that. RoboCop probably edges out in there too as well. But
okay.
When I say Aliens, Predator, Terminator, that'd be Alien, Aliens, Predator, Predator 2, Terminator, Terminator 2.
Did you like the Predator movies over the Terminator movies?
Predator over Terminator?
Yeah. Did you put those in an order or just...
No. I'm just listing them out there.
Okay.
I'm saying those three franchises, but with their sequels, the original sequels being six films, because those were all 80s, 90s, I would take those over Star Wars, Star Trek. Those are my go-to as those. Okay. But I still a Star Wars nut. I mean, well, I have a couple Alien posters there, but whatever. But you then look at Alien Romulus and yeah, it's got too much fan service in it. There's some recycled lines that work in it really well, in my opinion. That's a deeper dive from the time. There's some reused lines that are completely out of touch and took me out of the film. But when you talk about the money you have spent and made in every other movie that can't look as good as Empire, that's where Romulus fucking knocked it out of the park.
It looked good.
It had the feel of the first two films. It looked like it belonged with the first two films. Everything about it seemed tangible and real and dirty and gritty. And you were like, what the fuck? Why does this movie look so good? Well, come to find out, the dude, Fred Alvarez, who directed it, he built like a dream team of guys that worked on the first three fucking films.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So he didn't just pull like the company that did effects. He pulled out individuals and brought them all in. It was like, yeah, no wonder it's so damn good. You brought in guys that worked on, like, there were dudes that were applauding each other. Oh, you worked on the first one. Oh, you worked on the second one. Oh, I love your work. I loved your work. And they worked together.
Right.
How badass is that?
Well, that's your dream thing. I mean, the movie Alien, man, is
classic.
Cinematically, probably one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Aliens was really good. I love that. I love the Space Marines. I love the old black guy that was like the fucking platoon sergeant.
He was a Vietnam sergeant too.
Was he? Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. I mean, he was my favorite character of the whole franchise. But Sigourney Weaver in her fucking panties at the end. My goodness. But Alien was, man, that was an amazing. Of course, you know, like I like derelicts movies.
Like we talked last week, we both like apocalyptic setting movies.
Event Horizon, the derelict ship.
You know? Love that. I love that movie has attained a really solid following now.
It took a while.
Oh, it did. And I love the movie, but man, it actually is really fucking rough in a lot of spots. The tension is rough. I mean, but the visual of the movie, oh my God. The Event Horizon itself is fucking awesome.
I wouldn't use the term rough. I would use raw. It's visceral in places, man. I mean,
well, I was expecting it was never scary to me. It never had suspense built up to me. I was always intrigued with it. When people hear how they're scared they were of it, I'm like, really? Event Horizon?
You're going to roll your eyes.
Okay.
But I'm going to compare what made Event Horizon interesting to what made Interstellar interesting.
Okay.
It was not scary. It had parts that were horrific.
Sure.
But it was the unknown.
Right.
It was what are you going to fucking find?
Yeah.
You know, they're cruising along this derelict ship that nobody's been on. And I was like, this is amazing. This is cool. You know, it was like there was a movie, I think it was called Horror Ship, where it was a derelict horror ship. Ghost Ship, maybe?
I mean, I know of Ghost Ship.
Maybe it was Ghost Ship.
Chick that's been ER and Gabriel Burns in it.
Where all the people got their heads cut off.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah. So
beginning's a period piece. Yeah.
That was kind of a cheesy movie.
Right.
I liked it.
Same. I like it in the same way as Event Horizon. Yeah.
And it was what was the movie Jamie Lee Curtis was in? She was on
Virus. Virus.
The Sea Star.
Fucking Virus. I fucking love that movie.
You remember that she was on the Sea Star, and
Sutherland and Baldwin, one of the
Baldwin movies. And the captain was Donald Sutherland, and he got assimilated with the robots.
Dude, that one had more creep, scare, and horror to me than that Horizon did.
I agree with that, and
that movie doesn't get the credit it deserves. That was
I agree with that as well, man.
That was a great. I don't want to say Alien knockoff or Alien ripoff, but because it was more of an amalgam of Alien and Predator movies and cosmic horror all together, like in the body horror of it.
Virus is great. I like the derelict ship, spaceship, boat, whatever.
Yes.
Because you're isolated.
Yes.
There is no other help. You are it.
You're it.
Yeah. You're fucked. I enjoy that shit, man. I, you know, yeah. and That's why I was watching some more I love cryptid videos. Like, they talk about these cryptids, and I was watching this video the other day. It was a different channel we talked about last time, and it was like a handful of guys go camping, and they're camping down, and I think it was by the Smoky Mountains or something toward Virginia, West Virginia area, wherever they run out of North Carolina, and they were assaulted by Bigfoots. Oh, by the way, if you're curious, the plural for Bigfoot is not Big Feet. It's Bigfoot.
Okay.
I thought it was Big Feet. I called them Big Feets, but it's Bigfoots. Anywho, I enjoy stuff like the encounters people have with cryptids. We Candy and I last night watched. Have you ever heard of the Jersey Devil?
Yeah.
He's supposed to live in the Pine Barrens of Southern New Jersey.
Yeah. X-Files season one did an episode on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's called, the episode's called Jersey Devil.
You know, here's the thing about the X-Files, man. It was a good show, but I was so in love with
Julian Anderson. Everybody was.
I had a hard time paying attention. Man, she was a redhead, too. I tell you what, I'd have fucked her shadow on a gravel driveway. Oh,
I'd leave you a little sore and bruised and battered.
Worth it.
Yeah.
She did a Maxim.
Get prepared. I think they're going to reboot the X-Files.
As long as they don't fuck it up.
No, I'm sure it probably will be. Come on. So, dude,
let's talk about real quick. How much time we got? 15 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, sure. We go over a little bit.
All right. Well, we went 1:40 last time. So give me this. Let's talk about completely fucking a franchise with the third.
With third movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one are you talking about? I'm thinking plenty of franchises are fucked, but
I'm talking about an amazing franchise until the third flick.
Oh, I feel like this is going to go somewhere south where you're not like my opinion. Go for it.
Clerks.
Which one was the third one?
Clerks 3.
Oh, I thought it was the Chasing Amy or whatever.
No, those movies were... No, they're not related. Fuck, Dave.
Then I don't think I've ever seen Clerks 3.
Don't! Don't do it! Don't fucking do it!
I mean, let's be honest. I think there's a lot of threequels that are overly hated on in a lot of franchises, but there's plenty that have killed shit too. Yeah,
Clerks 1 was really good.
Yeah,
Clerks 2 was amazing.
Yeah,
Clerks 3.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've never seen it.
Don't do it. It is so bad that it ruins the second movie.
Do you know? I thought you were going with this.
No,
I thought for sure you're going to go off on Godfather. Because then I was going to turn on and say, I don't really care for the Godfather movies, period. I never have.
Wow.
I've never cared. I've seen them.
Wow.
I've seen the first two. I've seen the end of three. I've never seen three.
Wow.
I just don't care. I think they're boring.
The second movie is good.
I mean, it's fine. I don't.
The first movie, Godfather.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Okay, so here's a little bit of Godfather trivia, you cold-hearted robotic bastard. When they were making it, I read this, so if somebody hears this and they're like, no, this is bullshit, and they're going to fucking whack me, I read this on
Reddit.
Fuck, it might have been Reddit, actually.
I'm just fucking with you.
No, it might have been Reddit. It was. So anyway, when they were making Godfather, one of the families sent an enforcer to the set to make sure they weren't disrespecting.
I think I've heard that.
Okay, you know who it was?
No.
Luca Brasi, the monster. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. He's like, may your first son be a masculine son. And so the first time I watched that, Luca Brasi was my favorite character. He was this this monster of a man that obviously had a heart, but he was this monster of a man that was humble and respectful, but you knew, you didn't even have to, if you just, I mean, I guarantee you with little effort, he could fucking whoop Superman's ass. Like, I'm shitting you not. And I loved him in Godfather, and I remember the first time I watched it, I was with my father, and the line, it comes up, he goes, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. And I looked at my father, and I'm like, Dad, what does that mean? It's like, there's like, they give him concrete shoes.
Concrete shoes, yeah.
And I'm like, so he's not going to be in the movie anymore? Dad's like, no, son, he's out. And I was like, fucking devastated. Like, he was the coolest character. Now I know why, because I guess he was for real. He was the, I don't give a fuck what nobody says, he was the coolest character in Godfather, man. He was just so, his presence on screen was, it was filling before he even opened his mouth. And then he was just this monster of a man. And I don't mean monster in a negative term. I mean,
but kind of like Dolph Lundgren, Rocky IV.
So, no. Like, Luca Brasi could have walked in that ring at the beginning of Rocky IV and
just fucking both with you. Of them.
And then Apollo Creed would jump in and he would get.
He was dead by then. He died in Rocky III.
He could have been raised by Darth Vader. The only person I know, I think.
Darth Vader, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, dude.
Hold on now. I'm going to make a point. I think the only entity that would have a chance against Luca Brasi would be Darth Vader.
Okay. Fair enough. Ultimate Sith Lord. Yeah, for sure. I made me think about it when you said Excalibur. Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Which one?
The trilogy, Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Now, they've made that movie, that trilogy, a number of times.
No. Okay, fine. The Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings
trilogy. Okay, I just want to make sure. What do I think of it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the little strawberry blonde in The Return of the King?
Yeah.
When fucking Whistledick, what's his name? She was in love with him. The king, the return of the king.
Aragorn, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking Aeo, because
Erewhon.
You had Erewhon was the elf chick, but then the girl from Rohan was
Erewhon.
It was very smooth. So yeah, Erewhon. Erewhon and Erewhon, yeah.
But yes, the fellow that was in the movie, the guy, Strider.
Viggo Mortensen was the actor, yeah.
She tried on a number of times to get him to look her way. And he refused over Liv Tyler.
Right.
An elf. So that tells me one thing.
Okay.
He was gay. Because let me tell you something, my brother.
Never mind the fact he was already like 190 and she was a regular human being. And
no, so he was a human.
No. His whole line, they were not entirely.
Because it showed old boy's daughter weeping over his sarcophagus.
Yeah, but after he died like several hundred years later, because elves were like eternal.
He was a human.
No, he was not. They were. Aragorn is. I'm looking.
He was a human.
No, he was not just a fucking human.
He was a human.
No.
Okay. She was an elf in love with a human, and her father, fucking Mr. Smith.
God damn it.
Was trying
Mr.
to talk.
Mr. Smith, you mean Agent Smith, Hugo Weaving, Elrond. Yeah.
Mr. Anderson.
Elrond, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
He missed you.
Right. So my point is, he tried to talk his elvish daughter into marrying a human.
No.
To her about him dying.
He knew, because he knew he would die, but dude was already 190, dude. Aragorn was 190 in that whole trilogy.
Where did you get this number from? 190.
It's probably fine. If not 190, he was like 90. He was like he was already old as shit. He was way older than he looked.
Like 40.
He was not, no. He looked 40. He was not. Hold on, I'm trying to look this shit up.
Yeah, you need to look this shit up. Because let me tell you something.
Flapping your trap. I got you.
Even if that's the case, whatever dark circles he had to run in to extend his livelihood, that strawberry blonde comes bouncing at me, I'd sign the title of my truck over to her right now.
Okay. In Lord of the Rings books, Aragorn dies at the age of 210. Okay, after ruling the reunited kingdom. Let's see. So how old was he during Lord of the Rings story? How
are you talking about books? I think the movie.
No. In Return of the King, he tells his age. Or I'm sorry, in the Two Towers, he mentions his age.
Yeah. But why? How did he get to be so old?
Because he was 87. Because he's not human.
Well, couldn't he have done something? Couldn't he got the damn wizard with the big old hat, Gandalf?
Man, that's not how that should... Oh, I'm not going there. Jesus.
He could have been like, look, I'm in love with a strawberry blonde.
What is it?
I need you to hook her up with an ace.
That's it, because he was... Oh, wait. Yeah, because he's a Dunedain. That's what it is. Oh. We're a race of men, also known as the Numenoreans, or men of Western sense. Those who survived the shrinking of their land's kingdom... Yeah, they're not regular men. That's why they can live so damn long. That's why he went with an elf woman, because she would live longer with him, but she'd still outlive his ass.
But if he was
a little redhead, she would have been dead in probably 20 years, and still be going.
I'd have got Gandalf to put a spell on her to live longer. Okay, you're shaking your head. Like, you seem like that's out of the question of a movie.
What's wrong with it? No, fucker.
Hold on. My turn. You're shaking your fucking head at me like, well, Hunter, that's just ridiculous. How about a movie where they made a fucking ring that could control your brain? No.
The ring of power, man. It was the one ring.
I mean, so we have the ability to make the one ring, but we don't have the ability to make the hot redhead.
Sauron made that.
So only Sauron had that power? My fucking ass.
Well, because it was that much power. He poured himself into it. That's the whole point of the ring. He poured his cruelty, his malice.
And he died. So Gandalf was far more powerful.
He died multiple times. Sauron died multiple times.
The fucking strawberry blonde, Arwen.
Okay, fine. You went this rate? Liv Tyler was hotter. There, done.
You're right.
That chick was good looking. Liv Tyler's
hotter. That answers it. You're fucking gay, too. You're in the dudes. You love the fucking cock. I always expected it, because every time I kissed you, you fucking giggled. Now I know why. You fucking queer. Fuck you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been as enlightening as ever with the wonderful Hunter Elliott of rangehot.com. To find Hunter Elliott, you can find him at rangehot.com and all the social links and everywhere else. And for me, you can find me through live-firemedia, or it's livefire-media.com. Until next time.
I'm not saying being gay is bad. Okay? I'm just saying that there's no way a heterosexual man could make that kind of mistake.
No, Liv Tyler of the other chick, yes. Liv Tyler.
You know what? I got a really good friend that's gay. And I'm going to see him Saturday. He's actually coming over to shoot for some test guns.
All I can say is see you.
And I'm going to ask him,
what video was it?
Which of these two chicks are hotter? My God, I feel like this is going to affect our friendship.
Not as it won't mean shit to you, but all I'm going to simply say is Aerosmith video, amazing. Liv Tyler, yeah, done. That was sold.
Yeah, so you're going to try to put that over Alicia Silverstone?
Yes. I'll take Liv Tyler, Alicia Silverstone, hands down. I'll take Liv Tyler,
Alicia Silverstone. Of course you would, because she looks like a fella.
What?
Yeah, she looks like her damn daddy.
Oh, you are absolutely just retarded.
You think Liv Tyler is hotter than Alicia Silverstone?
Yes.
In that video?
Oh, yes. In that video, they're both equally hot.
No,
Mason's wrong. Maybe it's crazy.
Well, yeah, where they go in the photo booth in the quick stop. No, Alicia Silverstone is on a whole other level of smoking ass hot.
Nah, I disagree.
Nah, well, of course you would, because you're into dudes. I mean, I don't know, which is fine. I don't care. We can still be friends.
Yep. No, yeah. Amazing had Lisa Silverstone, but crazy had both of them.
Mm. My.
Yeah. Yep. Liv Tyler for sure.
I just, I'm mortified.
I kind of love.
Oof. Easy killer. I don't want to get the FCC involved.
Yeah, right.
Jeez, a willikers. Well.
Well, that was a fun bit. I think we can wrap it up from there.
Yeah, I'm I don't know where to go from here other than
are you telling me I should be looking for a new co-host?
No, I mean I appreciate the fact that we have such a difference of opinion on.
Oh fuck yeah. That's the whole reason why I said I want to do this shit.
Wait a minute.
Because I know we don't agree on a lot of shit.
God, but I mean, Liv Tyler over Erwin? Bro. No. Not cool. But this is America.
You'll survive, princess.
I'm not gonna have you swatted.
You'll survive, princess.
I am a princess.
All right, man. So where's everybody find you at?
Well, the best place to look is the lost and found. I'll be the fella going, help me. No.
And when you see and hear that, don't pick him up.
Yeah, don't do it. Rangehot.com, Facebook, the whole nine yards. That's what we do. My buddy David Kawaka has made me the man I am today.
You give me too much credit. Too much credit.
No, I think it's true.
No, I appreciate that then. You're awesome too, buddy.
Oh, well, I feel like we made up. Everybody, don't sweat. We're not going to break up. Don't be moving in on my man, you fucker. Listen to this podcast. Be like,
well, that's because we're actually real men. So we can agree on shit and argue and scream and yell at each other, and everything's still fine. So there's a difference, too.
Well, I agree with that, too. I have no less respect for you. Of course, if you don't know the truth about it, maybe I won't tell you that. I'm just fucking with you.
All right. You know where to find Hunter, and if you don't find me, it's livefire-media.com, Livefire Media on Reddit, Instagram, X, Facebook, all that bullshit. So, yeah, till next time, people. Peace.
Here's a swimming with bow-legged women.